I now have a couple of members from Sister Shout, Beetle Treadwell, and Jane
Scales.
Scales, that's right. Apologies, Jane. And they've just jogged down the road with other joggers from Moira Hall, where they are setting up for what are you guys setting up for?
We are setting up for our regular two-yearly extravaganza.
Ah.
It's called Why Mad this time. It's a very funny combination of skits and songs based around the island's proclivity for festivals.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Skits? That wouldn't be something that I would have expected from a Sister Shout show.
Oh, well,
really?
How many
well,
of
not
our,
that I've ever seen a
yeah,
Sister Shout
how many
show?
Of our big shows have you been to, Brent? What are you doing
you
tonight?
Should get a ticket.
Yeah.
I'm going into town tonight.
Tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah.
3 o'clock?
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, so skits and so are the songs. So presumably the skits are easy to modify for the theme and the songs?
Yep. The songs are some new and some old, and they work really nicely with the theme of the
yeah.
show.
Yeah. We've and had some good writers writing there.
Mostly show. Written by Jackie Ead.
Yeah.
Oh, the songs. Yeah. So the songs are mostly original?
No, the skits.
Yeah.
So like give me like a little I'm still sort of vaguely seeing how this is going to work with it, like what would be so how do we take the what are we going to take the piss out of first?
Well, there are four different groups. What group are you in?
I'm in jazz.
Jazz.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. So there's jazz, wine,
Hecky
Burn,
and
the maybe there's only three.
No, the Angel.
Oh, the Fallen Angel.
Fallen Angel.
Yeah. So these are festivals, real festivals that have happened on Waiheke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was a Burn Festival.
Hecky Burn. It's based on Burning Man. And Kiwi Burn. Mm.
Right.
And it
tried to burn something on an island where you're not actually allowed to burn anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It probably got a permit.
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yes. So I mean,
so you can imagine, Brent, that it's quite easy to take the Mickey out.
Yeah, I suppose. And you're punning off of WOMAD, presumably as well.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And so, what is what's your guys' problem with these festivals? Not problem.
No problem at all.
Slightly.
We are. We think that they make great fodder. Yeah. For Sister Shout comedy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't have associated Sister Shout with comedy. Is this something new or...?
No, this is because you've never been to any of our shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, so have I had the wrong impression the whole time?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. We do, every couple of years we do a big show like this.
Yeah.
And it's themed and it's funny and it's musical as well.
Yeah.
And then in between we do little... concerts, or we sing for charities,
fundraisers,
and that's mostly just music.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, what are you going to do with all the bucket loads of cash that you make off tonight?
Donations are going to Living Without Violence.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of a bit of a fundraiser as well at the same time.
Always. Yeah.
And so you're at Moira Hall, and you're and I know you guys have been over there this morning, and you're presumably going to go back over there. Is there
the hall is being dressed?
Yeah, it's being dressed.
Yes. What could people sort of just a little? What might they kind of? Do you want to give it away a little bit, or is it a surprise?
Festival atmosphere. That's all I can say.
Right. Are people going to get like wristbands and?
My lips are sealed.
No comment.
Really? No comment. And. As like all good festivals, there will be tasty beverages and things available.
Most definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Most
and
definitely.
Who's there's providing
cash bar
all this? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
In the evening, not this afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But there will be snacks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely snacks.
Yep.
Sweet and savoury.
And tea and coffee and then a bar this evening.
What time is this all kicking off?
3 o'clock today and tomorrow and 7:30 this evening.
Oh, so there's two. You got two shows.
Two shows today.
You got
a bit of a tea and coffee one this afternoon.
Yeah.
And then 7:30 again tonight. I've always thought that, you know, that singing a show is possibly quite a exacting, you know, it probably takes a bit out of you. Are you guys ready for two shows in one day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Standard.
Yep.
Is that pretty standard, is it?
Yeah.
And I think because the second show is in the evening, that invigorates us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit more of a party atmosphere, and that gets us going again for the second show.
So you'll go to have a bit of a cup of tea and a lie down in between.
Yeah.
How many people are in Sister Shop?
About 30 at the moment. Yeah.
30 people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the average age of a sister shouter? Is that a rude question?
That's a bit of a rude question. Yeah.
I guess what I was actually getting at, though, I mean, do you have any extremes?
We have had in the past.
That was really what I was trying to
We have had people in from their teens through to their 70s.
Yeah.
Currently, we don't have any young ones. Aside from me and Jane.
Do you have any really old? Oh, yeah, you guys are.
Yeah, we're so young.
You have any really old ones?
I'm not going to answer that question.
That's rather rude.
Yes. Well, no. You might need to ask the choir themselves that question.
30 people is quite a lot, eh? Mm-hmm. And has that sort of number fluctuated over the years? How long have you guys actually been going on for? I mean, I can always remember my personally.
Yeah.
Sister show.
I joined in 2002, so that's 17 years ago. Yeah, and it was going then. So it's probably we had a 15-year celebratory show
a few years ago. And is there sort of a little bit of a history of who started this? Do you remember?
Two of the original choir are still going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A couple are on hiatus.
Yeah.
Debbie Upham and Jackie Ead are the original
shouters.
Yeah.
And presumably you've kind of, the numbers have fallen and increased.
Yeah.
And so 30 sounds pretty decent for a club on the island.
Yeah, it's really good.
Do you
good.
Guys, pra- how long, how often do you practice?
Once a week.
Where do you practice at?
Surfdale Hall.
Oh, okay.
Or even the Palm Beach Hall.
Oh, be better actually. It's Palm Beach Hall.
Thanks.
Oh,
always the Palm Beach Hall. Yeah. Palm Beach Hall is a little bit of a gem, isn't it? Really,
yeah.
It's kind of a bit of a hidden.
That's great.
And then how often do you reckon? So you got a couple of concerts a year?
Yeah. We did earlier this year. A smaller number of us sang at the Living Without Violence family picnic day.
Yeah.
Down at Surfdale Hall.
Yeah.
And
that was at Surfdale Hall, Jane.
You wish.
So that sort of fundraising event we do a few times a year.
And you're always sort of, you know, presumably you're always sort of new songs and things like that and arrangements and stuff.
Yeah, combination of newies and oldies.
Yeah.
Our current director, who's been with us a couple of years now, Rachel Derham. She's a jazz singer originally, and she's injected us with a bit of swing.
Definitely
quite perky at the moment we are.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. Cool. So what's that? So tonight and tomorrow, 3 p.m. this afternoon is the first one. And presumably people just rock up to this and grab a ticket.
You can get tickets online.
Yeah.
Event Finder.
Okay.
Tickets at the door.
Yep.
We would really appreciate it if people brought cash. We will have FPOS available, but cash is better.
Yeah.
And then 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And then 7:30 p.m. tonight as well.
Yeah.
Well, anything else, ladies?
Just come along. Yeah. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Really?
Yeah. It's definitely a family show. I think you should bring the whole whānau.
Yeah.
Bring
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Michelle.
Family.
You need to come too.
I'm going into town tonight. We never go into town.
Yeah. It's tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there is tomorrow afternoon. Yeah. That's true. I might have football.
Oh.
I know.
Football or singing. Come on.
Yeah.
That's terrible, eh? I mean, I was like, it's like the weekends are almost more busy than the week.
Yeah.
And my week's pretty damn busy.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really good. I kind of was quite fascinated by the whole the fact that you've got 30 people coming to practices, that's a big club. I mean, the clubs, we don't have that many people on the radio station. We've got 25 DJs.
Yeah. Wow. I wouldn't say that we get 30 people along week, no. though, would you?
No. Yeah.
I think the smallest it's been in my history is about 15 people.
Yeah.
And that got quite hard to make some real noise.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't enough people.
No. It's no, because we're not mic'd and we're a cappella. We made a conscious effort to increase the numbers.
Is there any musical backing or you pretty much just do it? It's all
just
a cappella.
Just us. Voice.
Yep. Oh, we have got a couple of
drums.
Numbers
maybe
with the drum. Yeah.
Any comment on this? There was a festival over the... There was a couple of recent festivals, wasn't there? Jazz Festival was over the Easter break and then Mr. Carroll's, Sam Carroll had a festival called Island Oasis down at the Big End that was drum and bass.
Yeah, though both of those festivals get a mention in the show. Yeah.
Do they?
They do.
What other festivals out of curiosity? So you had the Burn Festival.
Yeah.
What about things like that aren't musical, like olive festivals, wine festival?
Yeah.
Yep. Waiheke Island of Burlesque Festival.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, was that a festival?
Yeah.
What constitutes a festival? More than one day, I suppose.
Yeah, I would guess, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really thought about it, but it is kind of a... I'm not really a big festival. I can't think of I've been to one of those things in years.
I've been to the Olive Festival a few times. Hanging out at Rangihaua's.
I mean, I've been to a couple of wine festivals. I think I went to two wine festivals.
Yeah. I've never bought a whole ticket to the jazz festival.
Hopefully never go to another wine festival as long as I live, to be honest.
Well, it gets a bit messy,
it does, and that's the thing about the wine festivals is they just get messy.
Might get a bit messy today as well.
Yeah.
Why?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Somehow I wouldn't associate a Sister Shout gig with being messy.
Well,
you all seem very tidy. They're very tidy.
Hayley particularly may get a bit messy.
Mm.
Yeah. Really?
Hayley Stenning, she's a worry.
What do you mean kind of messy? I mean,
well, wine festival messy, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Better come along, Brent.
Yeah. I know, it's sounding you're selling
some
it pretty.
Selling
it, actually.
Yeah, good.
So you do mention the burlesque festival. Well, there's no burlesque, right?
Well, you have to come along. I'd never
go to a burlesque festival either, to be honest.
Yeah, but I think it was pretty amazing.
Was it?
The real one.
Heard a lot of good reviews.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it often, you know, I think for me, they often seem better afterwards. And I, you know, at the beginning, I'm quite cynical and be like, nah, never go. And then you see things, you're like, actually, it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for wine festivals, which we know are going to be terrible.
Mm. Mm.
Golden Horse and Chardonnay, you know. No, thank you. I don't suppose we have any Sister Shout songs in our playlist, would we?
No. We have not.
Have you guys ever recorded anything?
No, we haven't.
Presumably the radio station has recorded a Sister Shout gig at some point and replayed it.
I would imagine. I think that Chris has probably recorded the Women's Day.
Yes, that's right, a while ago, yeah. What about if people wanted to get involved in Sister Shout? I mean, are you guys like a kind of a clique or?
No,
I mean,
not at all.
Are you difficult to approach? Is it like a bit of a cult? It's a cult, right?
You know me, I'm so culty.
Pretty much sure. Yeah. So like 30 lesbians.
That's
what I thought, right?
Yeah. And if you're not a lesbian, you've got to be a witch.
Sorry.
Yes, that's right. It's Wicca, lesbians, that's it. You're either that or you're...
Yeah. Exactly. We've got a Facebook page, so can message the Facebook page and somebody, Linda Savage handles the approaches.
Is she, she's in the Sistery Shoutery.
She's in the Shoutery, we put out invites for auditions.
Yeah,
it's a very low-key audition. Yeah, yeah. It's not a big deal. It's just a...
Can you actually sing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you ever get people who actually can't sing? Because you know how it's like X Factor or whatever those things are. And there's
it's nothing like X Factor, is it?
No.
But you know how on X Factor there's always a few people who are
who they put through
and
to...
And you just have to be
entertainment
value. No, not really. Generally... People have an idea whether they can sing or not.
So have you got any newish members at the moment?
Yes.
We've taken a number of over the last 12 months.
Three or four. You know, sometimes, you know, two or three sopranos will leave and then we'll put out an invite for sopranos. I think we might be a bit low in tenors at the moment. After the show, because the show's been a lot of hard work and it's hard to come new into something like that. I think after the show we'll have a think about whether we need more.
Does a women's choir have any need for like baritones?
Well, we have a very strong bass section.
I mean, I'm making it sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I really don't know. That's the only other word I knew, and I thought
I think baritone comes between tenor and bass, doesn't it?
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Mm.
See what I know.
So they probably are baritones, our basses, really.
Some of them. Yeah. Really good, deep voices.
It's really strong at the moment, the bass section. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Mm.
Which is good if you're going to do a drum and bass.
Yeah. Festival.
Festival.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You could do like beatboxing or something. Do you guys do any beatboxing?
Somebody needs to learn how to do that, though.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mm. Well, it does an interesting theme.
Mm.
And it sounds like an interesting evening or an afternoon as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many people would you expect?
We're hoping for 120 at each show.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And you've done Moira Hall before, are you?
Yeah.
I imagine.
Even Moira Hall.
What do I keep calling it?
Moira Hall.
I know. That's somebody's name, isn't it? Moira.
Moira is
How do you say it? It's such a weird name to say because it's not really Māori.
It stands for Mātia Te Onuroa. Yeah. Residents and Ratepayers Association.
That's a terrible name.
Mm.
Whoever came up with that name, they should change it. Can't we just call it Onuroa Hall or something?
Yes.
You talk to them about it.
Talk to the committee.
Moira. Okay. Well, thanks for that. So today at 3 p.m. or 7:30 p.m. and you can get tickets at
Event Finder
or just show up at the door.